Good morning, KINS. News and information time. It's 8:22. We're back talking shop, starting talk shop with Rex Bone. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is that on your chest there? Oh.
Tagline.
Is that a new one?
No, that's old.
What's the small print there?
2020 Rex Bone.
Oh, okay.
That's when I copyrighted the tagline.
Oh, what do I know?
Yeah.
You know, tag for me is still associated with hide and seek.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Now, you remember 60 years ago, I played hide and seek out here in this field and stuff like that.
I wouldn't. I was only.
I grew up right over.
Turning
I,
you know, two.
I grew up like
my memory of
away,
two is, so, is
yeah.
pretty limited.
Yeah.
Like non-existent. Yeah. Yeah, I kind of had a gut check. We were at the county fair on Saturday and senior 62. Like, what, a week? Well, I guess 10 days away.
Me.
And it was like, no, no, not yet.
That's in my rearview mirror.
Yeah, I know. Not a lot of sympathy in the room here, but no. That's okay.
Right between now.
Oh, boy. So what have you heard about where we are financially? I know that's probably the regular
that,
question.
You know, I asked that yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'll give out, she's had been on the show and everything else, and between Tabitha Miller and Cheryl Dillingham, I mean, the state's really happy with us. They're calling us, and more importantly, we're calling them back when they call. There's correspondence. That's all they want to hear. And we've set some guidelines. We've set some target dates where we're going to start hitting these numbers. And there's no major red flags. Like, there's...
No surprise, no nasty surprises so far.
No, but we're getting back in good graces. We're finding some, you know, some things, and we're getting them caught up. And we're, but I've had a lot of nice reports from people saying how their warrants are getting paid or their checks are getting
bills are getting paid
a little bit quicker, and some of the municipalities and JPAs we work with, they're getting there. So you know,
what was that word you tried to say?
Huh? Municipalities. Jeez.
A little too early in the morning, huh?
I brushed my teeth this morning. I can't do anything with them.
So it's pointing in the right direction. I know you guys had a fear that there was going to be this huge hole.
Well, it was a fear because we didn't know. It was the right. unknown. It was the
so
unknown.
So is that hole still there, but it's that known factor now, or is that hole a little more shallow?
We're starting to get access to stuff. Our biggest problem was we didn't have access to a lot of stuff. So, you know, the financial people. And, you know, always, you know, the naysayers out there say we're hiding cash and now we're going to be throwing it around and everything else. I mean, I've never written a check there in my life, so I don't know. We do everything on Tuesday. So, I mean, I love the naysayers. Let them sit in the basement and eat Cheetos. I don't care.
Oh, boy. So are you guys going to be able to pass the budget then? I mean, I know you've got the October deadline.
The budget, we're going to be able to, that's coming. We're going to have our first report, God, I want to say in November. We've got a first report going into the state controller's office. Talking with them, they're.
But you haven't passed the county budget yet.
No. We're extremely. You know, we're getting there. We've got an interim budget, I guess, is what we would call it, right?
Yeah. A bridge. Yeah. Gap. So, however you want to call it.
With the unknowns, but it's. I mean, we haven't had that office in the front page of the newspaper and on the blogs, and I mean, we don't hear about it anymore. So.
That's. Got to be nice to be able to do a little focus.
No, I mean our new. Treasurer, tax collector. There's a great working relationship. There's cohesiveness between all the department heads now that was lacking before. So that's all a good thing. And as we move forward, I hope that stays, you know, the norm.
Now there's still supposed to be an independentness of each of those departments also. I mean, you don't want them too close.
Oh, no. I'm not, they're not going to dances together, but the thing is they may listen to the same radio station now.
Oh.
And any luck at all, it might be one of yours.
Well, talk about a silver lining.
You like how yeah. I do that? I'm just saying there has to be a cohesiveness where they, I mean, it's not as much.
They're not at odds.
They have payroll questions. They have reporting questions. They have the same questions that was one of the things lacking in all the reports was communications. It was communications, no matter, you know.
Did the grand jury report talk about this at all, or was it kind of a given and they moved on to other things?
They talked about communications. We just addressed that, and we're addressing a lot of the things that they're going. And much to got so nice KPD, Karen Paz Dominguez. She was trying to initiate some of these things, but the problem was you just can't say, okay, we're going to do this without any proper training with all the other departments. So it was just like, bake the cake, you figure out the ingredients. And I think she had a lot of the right ideas. It's just the delivery was terrible.
The vision was there, but
I think the vision was there. And she had limited government experience. I mean, extremely. I think she said it one meeting.
Kind of like somebody else in the room?
Yeah, like me. I got 10, Nick. I'm over 10
going
years
in,
now.
Going
I'm
in.
Over 10 years now.
I know. I don't know what the heck's going on
I
around here.
I don't know either. I may. And I got to figure out here pretty soon what I'm going to do next time. Probably going to run again. I don't know any better.
As you now can take that one off the desk as the big project, the big issue, what's the next one? Is it still the ADA? Is it the mental health situation?
ADA is coming along. Now, yesterday we contracted with an agency because, as you well know, throughout the state, throughout the nation, finding mental health psychiatrists is
slim
needle in a haystack. Yeah. And yesterday we had a $5.14 million contract with an out of area, which is common, out of area psychiatric firm on the consent calendar. So I asked for it to be pulled because people are always asking what we're doing with mental health. So Emmy Rogers, our director of mental health, and Connie, they all came and talked and explained what they were doing. And if we could find psychiatrists, we could probably save 25% to 35% if we could find them.
Now, okay, so let's use the 20% figure, so $1 million is round enough.
Yeah.
Can you give that, award that, incentivize that at Humboldt and say, guys, we need a program. This is what we need. Here's your seed money.
It's funny you say that. They are partnering both with College of the Redwoods, you know, as they stream, you know, move people, you know, right, through the education system, and Cal Poly Humboldt for exactly that, saying, do we have, because there's a need. It's just...
Well, and automatic employment, so then that lets them look good as they're placing within their major...
Even psychiatric clinicians for Semper Virens and things like that. You know, it was said yesterday what would be great if we had a brand new 50-bedroom hospital.
Why so low?
We've got a 16-bedroom hospital. I think we're the smallest county in the state
with
a Semper Virens, with a hospital, with a mental hospital.
Well, and we're still just on the tip of the iceberg of what ought to be.
And that was the questions I was asking. Do we see, you know, for $5.1 million, you'd
like to have some positive outcome.
Yeah, and that's and I think that's what I asked for yesterday, and I think they're good. They gave some great answers, and it's not from lack of effort by anybody over there. It's just so prevalent. And
overwhelming.
It is overwhelming. I mean, it's probably the number one item I get hit up with. Is the people walking on the streets, you know, screaming, yelling, whatever, having their breakdowns. So,
however they manifest themselves.
Yeah,
there was a couple yelling at some parked cars I saw yesterday.
It's a, you know, it'll frustrate the hell out of you, but it also breaks your heart because you'd be surprised. Oh, it surprises me how many I know that I either went to school with.
I'm not sure I would recognize them if they had gotten to that.
They come up.
Situation.
They find you. And they talk to me, and then I have to figure out who they are, and then they tell me. And it's people I've come in contact being here 65-plus years.
Something, yes. Yeah. It's 8:30.
Something big.
Okay, it's a nice ride.
It's going to happen.
Stand by, playback.
And now.
Live. Real Red Meat Radio.
I keep forgetting I'm president.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
No. Here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Humboldt County Supervisor Rex Bone. You thought you could get away without having to answer the question, huh? Why you stayed away.
Yeah, that's why I stayed on the
All right.
lot going, okay, we'll go straight to the meat of the
order. Dud.
Doug?
What, dud.
Oh, dud.
Not milk duds. Dud. Just a dud. Why do we say dud?
I don't know. I was going to say it has something to do with explosives, but but that's the word. That's where they use the word is dud. So yeah. Because if it doesn't.
Firecracker.
Yeah, it's a dud. But.
Yeah, okay. Anything can fail. Consequently, an enterprise ranging from an amateur play to an offering of high-priced homes around a golf course can be called a dud. Pioneer aviators who ushered the world into the era of aerial bombing saw their targets burst open at times. Often an explosive charge was delivered precisely, but a defective fuse caused it to have no impact except a dull thud.
Aha!
Yes. The instant a bomb hit, an experienced pilot knew whether or not it was a dud. So many duds hit enemy positions without exploding that the term born in World War I came to designate any failure or ineffective action. A dud.
I was close.
You were. That's like...
I'm going home. That's
yeah. Yeah.
I'm in. I'm not getting paid for this.
Yeah. Yeah. Tough to get any better than that, huh?
I got one thing right today. I'm going to lock myself in the closet.
The fires that are going on. Obviously, they're kind of on everybody's mind. When we look at the sky, we see them. You know, some that are more sensitive are showing signs. You know, whether it's pollen or whether it's smoke in the air, it's sometimes tough to tell. When you see those types of things, are there preventive measures that the county proper can do, or is that the regulatory agencies? Source of this is what Jackson is dealing with now in Mississippi.
Yeah.
Okay, the infrastructure was crappy before, and it got worse, and nobody did anything about it, and now they're really in a state of hurt.
Seven years ago, I was in the front of the Capitol.
Jackson or Sacramento?
Sacramento.
Okay.
With our senator, with Cal Fire, with all their people, basic rallying for 25 engines that were taken off the rolls in, I think, 1979. And now we have increased our fleet. We're opening up some of the camps that were closed. It's been great. I mean, we had a little fire in Klamath, and the camp up in Klamath was able to get on the jet boat tours, jump on the jet boat tours, go up there and get it down. Every time I see there's a fire, because every fire starts at an acre,
right,
and then it explodes. And I worry, we're looking around. I mean, I can't say enough, and I say it a lot, is I know we're getting to the frustrating point. But what's happening up there at the fires, you know, in our eastern part of the county, I've been up there a few times and stuff. We've got, I think, 34,000 acres because it's starting to bend, blow around, head to Denny, Trinity Village, and things like that. And it looks like it may just come all the way around and join and burn all of that out. But the big thing is we haven't lost a structure. And it was said last night that we were lucky because there aren't a lot of big fires going on now. So resources are available. They're on the
it's
payroll.
It's getting the attention.
So we're throwing a lot of stuff at it. And once the smoke's away, I mean, we got planes sitting in Redding. They're hitting it with water.
Yeah, we
I
see
mean,
the copters pulling buckets out of the slough.
Retardant slows the hell out of it. Water puts it out if you can get enough on it.
Well, and the fog helps out, too.
And the fog helps, too. Does not help. The fog and the smoke do not help the aerial.
Right.
Because they can't see. So, I mean, there's a you know... And so the one blew out, and they were worried about blowing out, and they were looking. They're testing their lines and stuff. So we got another increase, but it as much as they're putting in. But you got to remember, it's a tinderbox. Now, last middle of winter, we had the snowmageddon or whatever, and we are very fortunate that fire wasn't there.
Well, that
fire, what is burning, but that fire is this year rather than next. Because it isn't cured all the way. It's not all the way dry. So it's still got a lot of moisture content. So a lot of the branches and stuff, but the undergrowth is getting burnt and things like that. We're finding, I had a guy tell me the other day, he was, you know, Trinity Village was evacuated and his alarm went off. Now, I love this story. His little alarm went off, security alarm. So he pulled it up on his computer and there was a guy on his deck and looks like he's taking his lawn furniture and stuff. So he yelled, you know, you got those little speakers now. Right. He asked him, what the hell? probably use different language.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guy threw up a piece of paper. He says, "I'm from your insurance company." He says, "I'm moving all your furniture. We're filling your, we're plugging your gutters, and doing a little weed eating around your house. It looks it." And he says, "It looks pretty good, but we're up here doing a bunch of units, and we're from the insurance company." And it was a specific insurance company that had 10 or 12 houses up there, and they were And he says, "Well, that's not bad."
Yeah.
But, but he also said they were putting metal tabs on every building. So if they did burn down, they had pictures in a tab number 22.
Oh, okay, for reference.
So, yeah. So yeah. I guess that's probably so when your woodshed comes down, you can't call it a 2-in-1 mother-in-law unit.
Yeah. So, well, these guys are no dummies.
But I thought that was, I mean, and so locally what we do is our fire safe councils, and I'll take it off. Willow Creek has one of the best. We've got, there's quite a few of them. Sybil from, who works for the county, is in charge of that, and we've got them in Honeydew. We've got them out in the valleys. We have fire safe councils everywhere, and we're going to do more of that because right now there is a lot of government money, or it's all government money. It's all your money. It's not government money. It's your money. It's your money we've taken away from you. But they are funding a lot of this because they're finding out this prevention is helping with the big loss.
Yeah, that's kind of what Yana echoes, you know, also.
Yeah, so and Yana's part of
all
this.
There's attention now being given to this stuff, where in the past it was
and it wasn't. So, you know, and we're looking at unhealthy air conditions everywhere, and I sit on the air quality board, and just 3 or 4 years ago, we were arguing about prescribed burns. And I'm saying now we're better off.
Kind of gotten a little beyond
one. We're better off doing and I've always said we're better off doing an 800-acre prescribed burn when there's nothing else burning, and it's going to be it's going to cause issue and everything else. But maybe that's going to stop that 16,000-acre burn from getting
at least the run
the fuel. So there's a lot of different efforts, and unlike a lot of the efforts government does, where I'm doing this, we're all trying to get to the same place. They're actually doing a lot better of working together because we're all looking for the same result. And it shouldn't be because I'm county government, you're state government, and I'm federal government. Let's not work together. And one of the things that helped is Forest Service has got a bad rap a lot of the time about how they handle fires. Well, when this fire hit, Ted MacArthur, who's the head of the Six Rivers Forest, and McRae, who's in charge of CDF, they both had properties involved, and they both got up there and they worked. I mean, I went to a couple of the command meetings, and they were synchronized. They weren't saying, we're going to do this. They were synchronized to do the one job that they need to do, and that was put the fire out.
Which is cool that they did it. It's sad that that's unique enough to even comment on. But things are getting...
But, you know, I'd love to see us in government get along a little bit better, you know, and we wouldn't have a lot of those.
Topic for the next segment.
There you go.
It's 8:43.
Hi, folks. Fly Humboldt wants to remind you that flying local is buying local. And with airlines going to 7 cities serving hundreds of destinations, it's easier than ever to get to where you want to go from Humboldt County's airport. That's right, you can fly on American, Avelo, and United Airlines nonstop to Denver, Hollywood, Burbank, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. Flying has never been more convenient or affordable, so book your trip now. For more information, go to flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:48. More fun with Rex.
I didn't bring on this technical stuff.
Yeah, you're in the room. You'd get a piece of it, whether you want it or not.
I'm used to that.
Yeah. Before the break, you talked about some of the different regulator entities are working well together, but some of the electeds not yet so much so. What kind of that? You're involved with city to city. But you're not directly involved with city-to-city relations. Is that better today than it was when you came on the board first time?
I don't know. It's got a little wonky here lately, and I don't know if that could be my fault. You know, I try to communicate. Case in point, the one way at W and Dolby, I mean, my phone blew up
around the zoo
when it went one way.
Zoo in Washington.
I must have got I don't know how many. I had you know, soccer started yesterday, or was soccer at the fields. I was out there last night, and I was having the Washington school parents.
What are you doing about the mosquitoes?
Oh, man. Is that terrible?
I don't know where the invasion came from, but we must have about 10 different countries worth of mosquitoes here.
I talked to a guy the other day. He moved the goals at Washington School, and through the year, the grass had grown up around him. And he said all of a sudden it was like a bee swarm. A swarm of mosquitoes came out of the grass.
Yeah.
And he showed me his leg, and he must have had 50 bites on his leg that had just, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just hungry, too.
Okay, so you don't have any magic solution.
I didn't bring them in, I guess, you know.
Yeah, the traffic circulation. I get you want to try things.
The only thing is I hadn't
put advance
heard,
notice.
I hadn't heard about it. Our public works had heard about it on a lower scale because we would have loved to have been done.
So staff to staff was working.
But Tom Mattson wasn't aware or not as aware as he should have been. He said, and because we would love to monitor the traffic at
beyond
Walnut,
out in the county,
and Hemlock there.
Yeah.
Just because it affects a lot of the people in district. It's not, I don't like my district. It
the unincorporated.
Yeah, it affected. So it created some situations. Do I think it would work in the long run when we all got used to it? Yeah, I remember asking Dan Moody, if we just went one way around, would it work? And Dan was the traffic engineer for 26, 27 years.
Right.
And he said it would never work because of the safety with the kids and everything else.
The drop-off of the kids at the school, that's the issue.
And it's an issue. Yeah. It's an issue because not as many parents let their kids walk to school. I remember when the bike rack used to have 60 bikes in it. And you don't see a kid.
I remember when there used to be a bike rack.
I don't know. I hope they get the input they want and things like that. And so
Well, traffic, at least there's recognition now that traffic is something that needs more and more attention because there's just more cars on the roads.
Yeah. And
it just is, and whether they're plug-ins or solar operated or they've got the little collectors on the roof or gas or diesel, it doesn't matter. There's still four wheels and they're still moving. Have you seen a lot of abandoned vehicles? Does that continue to be we had two of them out in front of the house.
No, it's an issue, and I brought it up. We had to pass. We have to vote every year for that, or every 5 years for that dollar that goes on your DMV. And I pushed, and I think I'm going to go back and push for it some more.
Two or three a year?
$2 or $3? No, $5 on your registration.
But that's an annual
number. But it's $1 now that goes to abandoned vehicles. It does not. What's happening now is the motorhomes and a lot of the cars are getting dumped. And then somebody comes and puts their garbage in them because, hey. And it is a syndrome where we have where we have an issue where a car sits there and somebody else will bring a car. And then it just, what do they call them?
Blue ones,
the broken window syndrome, and then another window.
But, you got car lot.
So they start dumping them, and this thing where we have to tag them, and then they have to sit for 10 days.
Did you not get support for $5 or $2 a bump?
We're actually, it's a process. Everything's, we call it a process.
You just can't put it on the agenda and vote on it?
Yeah, no. But I think people, and then cap it at 5 vehicles, so nobody has to pay. A fleet of trucks don't have to pay, six and...
Oh.
Yeah. Just cap the fee at $25 per individual or business. But, I mean, to try to get this up a little bit, because we're running into a huge issue where and they sit on the streets. We can't get anybody to tow them because we have nowhere to put them.
They become
scrap metal
domiciles also.
Well, and the motorhomes and trailers are just becoming a nightmare.
Is this a Humboldt County thing, or is this everywhere thing?
I see it in Sacramento. You saw underneath the railroad tracks in Sacramento, they piled up everything.
Yeah.
Well, you're seeing in areas that, if you're lenient at the beginning and then it gets overrun. And I think maybe we were a little too lenient. And Debbie Eckhart's done a great job in the city of Eureka trying to get a lot of those vehicles off the road.
All right. We're out of here. Thanks for coming by, bud. See everybody tomorrow.